Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs. Today is going to be a special episode where I talk by myself. Normally, I have guests that come on and I kind of interview style with them, hear about their stories, where they've been, where they are, and where they're going. Well, today, you actually get to hear from me on recapping of 1 year podcasting. I still cannot believe that I get to say these words. Every episode, it was like when I would hit 30 episodes, I'd be like, holy cow, how have I, you know, got to 30 episodes and then 50 episodes. And now we are fully at 1 year of producing a podcast every single week. And that does not come without a lot of grit, a lot of determination, a lot of trials and errors, and putting myself out there to people, trying to teach them first what podcasting is, the why we should be doing it, how we can get our voices out there and be heard, but also talking to the people that come onto my podcast about very vulnerable topics and kind of exposing who they are and owning their own story. So today I am going to actually share with you 7 of the things that I have learned in the first year of podcasting. And I already can tell you that I probably will cry and get emotional because this is a very emotional aspect for me. These last couple weeks, I have been able to really kind of hone in to what is my story. A lot of people have asked me, like, who's going to interview me and hear more about my story. What I'm learning is that every single guest that has came on, there's a little part of me that I get to share along this way, and through this journey is really where my story is starting to evolve. If you do want to hear more about my background and what I did when I was younger, my careers, you can listen to episode 33. That is actually my 30th birthday, and it really recaps about who I am and how I got into podcasting in the very start of this. So, number one, I want to just throw this out to you that you should follow your heart. When I started, and even just saying that I wanted to podcast and bring people on and share their stories, it's very hard for me to really translate that to other humans and people that don't know why I'm doing this, because I know there's a reason and I know there's such great success and connection behind sharing these stories, but I still have to really break it down for people and like get my elevator pitch. And you know, I do get turned down a lot still, and people are like, well, why are you doing that? Like, I don't want to be vulnerable, I don't want to share my story like that, I'm not the person, which is totally fine because I am getting to a point where people are reaching out to me and wanting to share their stories. So a little bit of the backstory of me, of who I was a year ago. I had just gotten out of a breakup. I was kind of still in the middle of it. And I, for myself, had to make this choice that I was starting this podcast, that this is what I was doing. And I knew that there was just going to be so much growth from it. And this past year, I mean, staying single and really just being able to make this podcast my baby has been so much growth with me personally and professionally. I mean, a year ago, I was trying to get through a day of not crying. And I was trying to get through a day of not trying to, you know, over bombard myself with asking the questions of why did this happen to me? Why was it me that had to be, you know, I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve to be cheated on. I didn't deserve to be treated like that. But I had to really change my mindset and say, you know, what am I going to do for myself? Like, I can't play victim to that. And it is what it is. And I need to leave that behind. And that is not my person. You know, and there was good and bad in every relationship. And I, you know, will attest to my own faults as well. But all around, I needed to get out of that relationship and do something for myself. So a year ago, I was just trying to make it through the day without crying. And then here I am putting myself in very vulnerable situations and having other people tell their stories. So that is, you know, my number one is follow your heart. Like when people don't know exactly what you're doing, but you just have that spark inside you and you know that it's going to manifest into something really, really great, fucking go for it. Like you don't need to explain it. You don't need a plan. I never had a plan for the podcast. I still, and we'll get to that later in my podcast, but I still don't know exactly where I'm going. But that is truly the journey. That is truly enjoying the process of what you are doing, that you don't need a destination. You don't need this end goal because you are enjoying every single step along the way. And that's the important part for yourself, is to truly enjoy what you are doing. And when you are leading with your heart, you are leading your own life in such a great aspect to being open and being vulnerable yourself to what could come next. Number two, there is a difference of me listening to my podcast and me interviewing my podcast. In the very beginning, I had told people, you know, I don't listen to my own podcast because I already had that conversation with the individual. I have already experienced that and I don't want to re-listen to what I already have done. It was kind of a shift of I am just looking for the next thing. I'm not really evaluating, or I didn't want to get so judgmental on myself, what my, you know, laugh sounds like, or how I was asking questions, or saying. Like, I didn't want to be judgmental and pick apart my podcast. I just wanted it to be authentic and genuine. And I knew that if I wasn't re-listening to them, I couldn't even put myself in that judgmental aspect. What I have learned about the last 20 episodes I have started to listen to is that when I am in this chair and I have a guest across from me, it is a different listening tool that I have, because I'm listening to what they're saying, but then I'm also pulling questions and making a story out of it as well. So when they're talking and they're describing things, I'm trying to pull something from what they're saying, ask a question that relates to what they're saying, but still moving the conversation forward. And that really comes out of curiosity. But what I learned when I re-listened to these podcasts was I could get better and I wanted to get better. And I not only wanted to just get better because every episode I was understanding it and I was feeling more comfortable and more confident, but I wanted to really navigate, how am I coming up with these questions? How am I actually having this conversation with this person that some of my guests I had never met before until the time that they came in and sat on this couch? How am I truly asking these things? So listening to my podcast gives me a different realm where I truly am only listening. I am not trying to come up with other questions. I am truly being an ear and listening into what they have to say. And there has been some really amazing things that I had heard when they were in the studio with me, but I connected with again after listening to it. And so in the very beginning, like I said, I didn't re-listen to my episodes. That has changed recently because it's two different aspects. The way that I am interviewing people and the way that I'm listening to their podcast are two different things. And if I want to get better at this, then I need to really start dissecting how do I do this? How can I get better? Where are the questions coming from? How can I make them better questions? And how can I prepare my guests better too? And I keep saying better, right? Like I want to get better at this because there is so much passion and there's so much joy in doing it that I do see myself doing this for a full another year. And even years after that, because as long as we have humans, we have a Raw Thoughts podcast. And that's the glory of content, is that, you know, the message may change, or I may change to going to every other week of podcasting, or I could go to having 4 episodes a week. I don't know what that looks like. But what I do know is that if there's humans, there's stories and there's connections to be made. what I'm hearing a lot from these guests that do come on to the podcast is how much impact the pandemic had on them, of shutting them down, putting them, you know, into their homes and really secluding them. We're seeing so many ripple effects just in our whole world from what that pandemic has done to us. And one of them is the connection piece. They want to be able to share their stories, to not feel alone and make somebody else not feel like they're alone too. And so many of my guests are just so unbelievable of like, I am so grateful for them to wanting to be that person that wants to speak up and have these conversations that are not easy to have, but they're willing to do it. And they see the growth and they see the true authenticity of sharing their story and why it's really helping kind of everybody that needs to be heard from it. My number three for what I have learned in my first year of podcasting is I am not the judge of the episode. I am not the judge to say it's a good episode. I am not the judge to say it is a bad episode. I am here to fully be an open platform and share stories. There has been a few episodes that it wasn't my favorite to interview. It was not that they were a bad person. It was not that they didn't have an interesting story. It was just when you have so many conversations, you have more conversation, or you have conversations that you feel more connected to, or you have more interest in, or you have more curiosity towards, versus other ones that maybe you have your own opinion about. And it can be portrayed that way. I have had several episodes where me as the host is like, oh, that wasn't my favorite episode. And then it gets released. And I have numerous amount of people reaching out to me, how much they loved that episode, how much they learned from it, how much it, you know, was able to connect with them, how they shared that with people. And it really has put me kind of humbly, like, back in my own seat of, McKinsey, you are a platform for anybody to come on and share a story. And you have to allow that to be exactly what you say. So any guest that has came onto my podcast, their episode has been released. There is not one person that we have recorded and I'm like, man, no, we're not going to put it out there. There's also not much editing that goes on with this podcast. It is raw thoughts, and that is exactly what we do. There's a lot of questions that I ask that people will say, well, that's a good question. And they have to think about it for a second. And that is the true, you know, answers that you get instead of these preemptive, you know, questions that they know what they're going to be asked. And then they get to think about it. And then they get to really kind of stew on how they're going to say it so that it can speak this specific narrative and it can, you know, really get the point across. But there's also something about just saying it how it is. Through all of these episodes, I have been able to see people, you know, that in the beginning of them, they seem a little timid or a little shy. And then by the end of it, they're like, oh my gosh, that hour is done. Like, I could have kept on talking with you. I could have kept on saying what I wanted to say. And I just, number three of I'm not the judge of my episodes is a reminder for myself more than anything that when I say I am an open platform, I am truly an open platform to sharing your story. Now, mind you, I will say I have never once had a piece of paper in front of me, maybe once or twice, but I've never actually had things written out. And one of the reasons why I do have these written out was because it was a true journaling and reflecting on my part of what has this last year truly looked like. Like, I am just somebody that jumps in full-fledged, jumps off the cliff. I will figure out how to build my parachute on the way down. But I also really love reflecting as well and seeing what tools did work while I was building my parachute and what tools can I actually share with other people that are wanting to get into the podcasting world and share their stories and really own their stories, what am I able to actually teach them? So I am kind of a two-part person. I'm definitely a Libra where I am both sides. Like I 100% will jump in and build my parachute while I'm down, but I also will shout up to all the other people that are jumping and be like, hey, this works. Hey, this doesn't. Like you can decide because you have your own, you know, variables and you have your own knowledge and experience to be able to build your parachute. But I just want to showcase what I have learned. And I think in our world, there's so much to learn. Like we're never going to know everything. And I think if there's less judgment and if there is more openness, then that is where we can truly start coming together and making it a better world. Number four is stick to your gut. And I say, you know, stick to your gut because there has been a lot of people in the very beginning that are like, you're not going to make it past episode 6. And you're not going to make it into, you know, having this as a sustainable podcast. And you're not going to be, you know, able to do your full-time real estate job and hold a podcast full-time. And I'm here to tell you that I can, and that I have, and that I will. And as much of that is a motivation, it is also a reminder that when you have this idea, you know, I had spoken on this, for number one, but when you have that spark inside you and you don't have everything explained, keep doing it. If it is in your gut, if you just have that feeling of like, I need to be sharing this, I need to be getting this out in the world, and not having all the answers yet, it's okay. It's okay that you don't have all the answers, because the answers change along the way and the plan changes along the way. You have to get going. And especially with your gut feeling, it's like nobody else is you. Nobody else has the variables in life. Nobody else has the story that you have, whether it be good, whether it be bad, whether it be indifferent, the, you know, experiences that you've had, good, bad, or indifferent. They're only you. They're your perspective. They're your viewpoint. And you have the answers that you need within yourself. And sometimes it is digging a little bit deeper to understand, you know, can I do this? And not feeling like a failure if you can't. You know, if I had only made it to episode 40, gosh dang, I would have got reamed by my dad because, and both my parents, I should say my mom and my dad, because that has been one of their biggest things. They're like, we don't care what you got to do. You got to keep this podcast going, because they see the value and they see the need for it to be happening. And it is, it's becoming a lot more easy to explain to people, because I have now, this is me, 58 episodes, 56 episodes, I think. I can't remember. Anyways, a full year. There was a couple bonus episodes in there as well, but a full year of actually doing it and actually experiencing what it's like to get people, you know, scheduled and recorded. And now I got to promote it. And I am a single sole person in this podcasting that I'm doing it all. And there's long nights and there's early mornings and there's no days off sometimes, but I know that it won't be like this forever. But I have to start building what I want, within there. This is a lot, and I can't wait to share more of this in the next year. There's one sentence that says, I wish I knew how to teach it. I wish I knew how to be able to teach what I do. And maybe one day I will, but for now, I will keep holding space for people to feel safe and heard and deeply being able to share with the world their knowledge. There is a lot of this podcasting that I have not been taught. I have not learned. I have just done. And there are people that come to me and they're like, how do you do that? And I'm like, actually, I don't know. But what I've learned as well is that this is truly what I was placed on this earth to do, was to have the hard conversations and share other people's stories. And as I'm doing that, that is also sharing my own story. I've always kind of been one of those people that, you know, you're in the elevator and people just like spill the beans of their entire life. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't ask for that, but okay, what can I help with? And there's an aura about me that when, you know, when I'm around you, that you know that I'm truthful, that you know that I'm loyal, and that this is who I am. And it can be hard and it can be difficult and it can feel like you're alone with yourself a lot because you're kind of that one percenter. And that has been something with the podcast as well, is, you know, when you are doing something different than the other people, don't look to the other people to get advice from. You can get advice of what's working and what's not working, but they haven't been where you have been. They haven't put the work in that you have put in. And sometimes their advice is not the advice that you actually need. And this kind of leads into my number five of leaving a legacy behind. I'm 30 years old, not married, don't have a boyfriend, no kids. I've got nieces, I've got nephews, I've got lots of family members, I've got a lot of people in the community that that know who I am. And I have just always wanted to leave something behind that is greater than myself. With being a paramedic, you see how quick life can change. You see how drastic life can change. And more importantly, like I said, how fast it can change. And I have never wanted to have children to be able to, you know, keep my name going or keeping what I believe in flourishing. I think that is my task in life to be able to do. And Raw Thoughts Podcast is definitely what I am growing my legacy to be around, and to having my passion be open to others for, you know, not jumping to conclusion of what people are going through, not jumping to conclusion of, well, they were a bitch today, you know, because they wanted to, or, you know, they were rude about this comment, and just stopping for a second and saying, well, what are they actually going through? Like, you know, for yourself, sometimes when we're not very nice or we're a little snappy, it's probably because we're going through something and we haven't told people and we haven't said what we're actually going through. We're dealing with it by ourselves. But yet sometimes when we just open up and say, hey, like, I'm actually having a really bad day today because I ran out of my antidepressants, and I can tell you right now that I'm probably going to be a little bit more on edge with you in communicating that. And then you don't come across like, you know, rude or snappy. And it's not an excuse, but it's a communication piece with that. So, you know, leaving this legacy behind is truly something that I started out my 2022 having that on my vision board. And I didn't know how I was going to do that, or I didn't know what that's looking like. And I still don't quite know, you know, what my message is behind this. But I know that speaking up and being vulnerable and sharing our stories, there is good in that, in the connections. And I keep saying it, like, the connections behind this has been remarkable. I've always wanted to, you know, just make this world a better place. And how I do that is by holding that space for people open. And if each person kind of has that variable of what they want to make this world better for, whether that be, you know, being a coach, or if that is wanting to, you know, eliminate the plastic in the ocean, or for our earth, or for, you know, suicide prevention, whether that be, you know, in the carmobile, like whatever you have that experience for, like if it's like you want to get the message out about, you know, what concrete to use, I have no idea. Like everybody has these own things that they want to change and help. And I think sometimes we're afraid to actually do it. But a lot of the reason why we want to make that change is because we've experienced something. And that is where our change is coming from. And maybe it's because, you know, people didn't know that, or you didn't get taught that, or you didn't have all of the information. Well, that's what fucking life is. Like, we're not going to have all of the answers. But what we can do is try to teach and try to share knowledge with people freely and start helping people. You know, I helped people in the realm of being a paramedic for lots of years. And I have been able to help people find homes. I always tell people, I'm like, I don't sell homes. I don't actually do anything besides match them to what their needs are. I don't care if it is over $1 million or if it's, you know, under $100,000, which is very difficult to find right now in Idaho. Pretty much non-existent. Anyways, none of that matters. It's what the people need. It is how can I find what they need and be able to match them with that. It was the same thing when I worked at Harley Davidson. I never actually really sold much, but what I did was I matched them with what their needs were. And that is what being a paramedic was obviously a paramedic is not selling anything, but it's understanding what their needs are and being able to fulfill those needs. And if you can't fulfill them, being resourceful and making it the best that you can for the time that you have, and being there for them. Number six, Raw Thoughts Podcast is a part of my story in life. And it's amazing to be able to say, like, it truly gets me emotional, that it has been a year. There has been a lot of ups and downs just in my own personal life. And I knew I was going to get emotional. But I think that is what is very valuable with not only being able to ask my guests to be vulnerable and sharing their stories, but allowing myself to share my stories. And, you know, we all talk about needing our own help and, you know, reaching out to counselors and reaching out to therapies and doing these things. And I wouldn't be able to tell you that I don't do any of that, because I do, and I have to. I have to do that to get myself through life. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, well, have you ever experienced, you know, suicide yourself? Like, you promote it a lot. And I have not. Like, I have never, that has not crossed my mind. That is not something that I have dealt with. But I have been on the other side of seeing people that have struggled with that. And I have been on the side of responding to people that are thinking of doing it or have done it. And for me, there shouldn't be any reason why somebody would want to do that. And as I understand it, and there's resources, and there's people to reach out to, they still don't. So something else has to happen.
Something else has to change. If you have a million different resources for people, and yet they're still killing themselves. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much you don't have. It doesn't matter any of those material things. It doesn't matter how many people say, I'm around you to help you. When people feel alone, because there's this stigma against getting help, it's time to fucking change that. Like, we shouldn't be losing our first responders. We shouldn't be losing our teens. We should not be losing the people in our lives. Because I haven't even dealt with it. I've responded to it. But it still hits me so hard because it is that ripple effect of what has happened. Somebody feels that alone, that that's what they think their solution is. And so truly, that is why I say, you know, Raw Thoughts Podcast is a part of my story, because there's a gap between having all of these resources and this person. They just can't get to them. There's something more that they're lacking. If they can have every fucking resource in the world to get that help, but they still don't think, or they still can't get themselves to reaching out to those resources. And what I've found with not only my podcast, but the podcast that I do exclusively with first responders, is that so many of them say, I felt alone. I felt alone. And so with sharing these stories and these vulnerabilities, it's not because, you know, they want to, like, well, I take that back. Like, it gives them and allows them to share the struggles. And with social media and with the way this society has gone, you only see the success. You only see the really great edited versions of stuff. And you see, oh, I wish I had that body. Well, that body's not even fucking real. That body's edited. Like, why do you want to be that? You don't want to be on the magazine. That's literally not even a person. And so, yeah, I cuss, and this podcast isn't edited, but I don't want to be edited. I want to be me. I want to be who I am. I want to be able to share these stories. And I want others to know it's fucking good to be yourself. The struggles, the hard part, that is all who you are. That has all been what has made you. And I say that because when I started this podcast a year ago, I was not in a good place. It didn't matter how much I felt like I still loved him. It didn't matter how much I still love him as a person. That was not the relationship for me. I did not deserve to be cheated on. And I did not, you know, there's a lot of things that you could say, well, I don't deserve that. Well, he also didn't deserve what was in his life. And he didn't ask for those things to happen either. But what I ask for myself is to share the struggles, because that is what has made us us. And I share that because, you know, what got me into wanting to be a counselor was actually having gone through counseling when I was a teenager. I was 13 years old. I never wanted to see my biological dad again. I had shelter. I had, you know, I had a good childhood, but there were circumstances that I have childhood trauma from. And all of those things have also made me who I am. And I can't get away from it. I can't run from it. I can't hide from it. And neither can you. What has happened to you is part of your story. And it is how we overcome those struggles that we can share with people that are in those struggles, to making them not feel alone. And, you know, Raw Thoughts Podcast is, like I said, it is every episode, there's a little bit more of me that gets shared. But who I am as a person, I say I don't like the spotlight, but here I am getting recorded as I cry and, you know, getting to be able to be up on stage in Dallas in a few months and getting to be a keynote speaker. Like, that's amazing. But I do not seek needing the attention. And I want that light. I want to be the person that shares the light where it needs to be shown. And to me, that is people's stories and then allowing me to come on and share more of my story through that. But I think that is where my story is evolving, is that this is now a part of my life. This is now a part of who I am. I have been privileged to, you know, be called the podcast girl numerous times recently, and that just enlightens me so much. I just had a talk with the union president for firefighters here in Boise, and he works for Eagle, and I had went to go give him my business card, and he's like, "Oh, I actually already follow you." And we were talking exclusively about the First Responders podcast. And so that is why I say, I mean, it is a part of my life now, and it is a part of who I am. And through that, I hope people can see who I am in the authenticity and being genuine. And I would so much more rather be this than any edited version of who I am not. So my last one, number 7, which 7 is my lucky number. And excuse me, I did not realize that I had like done 7 takeaways. But number 7, where am I going next? I will say that my hopes is obviously to continue this podcast week after week. I don't know. I will be very honest. I don't know if that means every single week. This year has gotten to be a very busy start to the real estate world, and that is my full-time job. So here's my pitch. If you are looking to buy or sell real estate, I'm your Idaho girl. So reach out to me, because that is still a very high passion of what I do. And there's a lot of things within the podcast that are still continuing to happen. I will be still sponsoring the Columbia High School football team this year. I will be sponsoring the Canyon County Paramedics for their golf tournament again. And there has been quite a few speaking events that I have been one nominated for. There's one I got accepted for. So I will be in Dallas, Texas, May 26th, where I get to actually speak to first responders and veterans on owning your story and owning the struggles, because our world does really only showcase those successes. And, you know, a part of me knows the strength behind this and the connection, but I want to be able to take more time and, you know, elaborate with my guests and make connections within our community. Even, you know, I would love for more people to come on the podcast that are not in Idaho or not local to the area, because I think the diversity, I mean, that I've seen over this past year can only grow to more diversity and more stories and more connections. And so there is a part of me that is wanting to expand. And sometimes with expanding, I need to scale back. This is not any plug that I am only going to go every other week. It's just saying I don't know where that actually goes. I do know I have interviewed somebody to taking over my social media, which is very exciting because that gives me a little bit more time to be able to do what I want to do in life. I have this past year really hunkered down and worked a lot, and my energy type, I need to play a lot too. And so leveraging out more of what I do on the back end of the podcast is what I'm trying to expand. I have a couple interviews with people to be virtual assistants and, you know, scheduling people, doing the stuff that, yes, is important and I've been able to do, but it's stuff that I can offload to somebody else if they understand what my passion is, what my drive is, and what my message is with the podcast. They're able to also find people for me. And that allows me to still be free of, you know, living a life that I want to live and truly expanding. Like I, you know, one of my notes when I very first started the podcast was I wanted to be the Joe Rogan of Boise. And I, you know, I still, he's obviously an inspiration to me of just being able to have that diversity in the conversations, but I just want to be Mackenzie Tiggs, Raw Thoughts podcast host, and where that goes and where I, you know, develop next. I don't know exactly where I'm going because I couldn't even have planned for this year. And I couldn't have even if I had like this big audacious dream to being, you know, on X stage, like I would still love to be on a TED Talk one day. Like that is a dream of mine. But the things that have happened for me this past year, I would have never been able to put on paper and say that's what I want to accomplish. And so the things that I do have on paper is that I want to continue this podcast and I want to continue to connecting with people and showcasing their stories and being able to be that connector within our community and really leading with love. But there is not anything specific that, you know, I say like this is where it's heading. For me, I do have the hopes of this year starting a podcasting course. And that comes with the experience that I've learned from podcasting myself. I do want to give a huge shout out to SB Studios because I would not have been able to do it for a full year if it wasn't for them. The ease of being able to schedule my guest, being able to come into the studio, record with them, send them the titled and descriptions, and then they do the rest for me. Like that is how this has been possible. When I very first started thinking that I wanted to podcast, I had looked into the equipment. I had looked into editing it. And I was like, no. That's not for me. My strength is with talking with people. It is not with editing. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the capacity to learn that editing. Now, could I have? Yes. But it does not interest me. It does not even have the slightest aspect of like, I want to learn this because it could, you know, save me money. No, I promise you, getting a studio and having somebody help produce it for you has saved me more money, has saved me more time, and has made me consistent with this podcast. So huge shout out to them in being able to allow for this to go on for as long as it has. I also would really love, as much as I would love to mentor people in how to get into podcasting, I would also love to find my own mentor and really hone in this craft of mine. And that's to say, you know, my very first podcast was called You Have to Start Somewhere. And I started and I have developed along the way. And there becomes a time where, you know, like I said earlier, that you want to get better. And you get better by getting, kind of leveling up the people that are around you and people that have done it already. Like, just as somebody would come to me about starting podcasts, I want to go to somebody that has been in it for, you know, a while and how to get it out there more and how to produce it more and how to get sponsors and how to truly get paid off of this. Because still to this day, every single penny has been mine. And I don't say that in the aspect of like, you know, that it's hard. I mean, yes, it is definitely hard, but in a negative aspect, it's just the fact that like this has been my passion and I know it will get there. But like any business, you have to be the first one to believe in it. And through time, that will change. And we're in time and it is changing. And I truly cannot, truly cannot say thank you enough for being people that have been on my podcast, for people that have shared it, that have written into me, of being impacted by it. And most importantly, just allowing the space to hear these people's stories. It has been such a success, more than I truly ever could have ever honestly imagined. And I cannot wait to see where this next year goes. And I hope that all of you still continue this journey with me and continue to listen and share it with the people that you know and that you love and that you, you know, feel of interest to sharing it with. So with that, cheers to one fucking year, Raw Thoughts Podcast, and your podcast girl is signing off. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I appreciate you, and we will see you next week for another episode with a guest and not myself, though I know a lot of you guys appreciate this. I appreciate you, and thank you, thank you, thank you again. So I will see you next week for another episode. Thanks, guys. Love ya. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You could also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. If you could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast, I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.